The closest election race in Samoa's history was due to be called overnight, with official counting in the final stretch. At the time this program was recorded, both the caretaker Human Rights Protection Party and the new Whaatuatua I Le Atua Samoa Otasi Party each had 25 seats in the 51-member parliament. The balance was held by a single independent MP, Tuala Te Wanga Iosefo Bonifacio, who was set to become a king or queen maker if the numbers remained the same. However, there were two closely contested seats on Savai with the potential to tip the scales of power. Either way, it's the tightest election race Samoa has had in decades. Many political commentators have highlighted controversial pieces of legislation introduced by the caretaker government ahead of the election as the main reason it has lost so many supporters this year. But a local academic says the constitutional changes were only the tip of the iceberg.
I am Chris Hazelman. I am the former pro-chancellor of the National University of Samoa. And I am Amtai from the village of Falealupo.
Whawhetai lava aiao for joining us on the show. Were you expecting this result?
I too was very surprised. I was actually looking at HRPE winning, but I was hoping that FAST would at least get over 10 seats, you know, to really make a good opposition. However, once the results came out, what is very, very clear is that Savai, in particular, truly voted on party, not necessarily on candidate. And I think from, you know, being in Savai, I've listened to quite a few people. Savai is basically wanting a change, and that came out very clearly in the results. Although they are provisional results, and I think we'll still have to wait, it's too close to call, and until once it's been made official, we can actually go further than that. But from, you know, one thing that I will say is that regardless of who becomes government, I think it will be very foolish if they do not take into account the concerns of the people of Savai, because that, you know, this has never been, you know, seen before in my lifetime, to see, you know, Savai really making a stand, as you've seen in the results from last week.
Yes, and again, regardless of who comes to power, already there is a form of change, isn't there, in the differing views that are now represented in the political space?
Well, I think so. And again, I'm speaking from Savai as well, because the people that I've, you know, within my own family and within the community, is that at the grassroots level, people have basically been very, very upset, especially in their representation of members of parliament coming from Savai and not necessarily making the concerns of Savai, you know, being taken seriously.
And what kind of things are people, or have people been voicing that they are upset about?
Well, very simple. I mean, for example, things like in education. I have many of my nephews and nieces who are attending the Ituasau College. And one of the issues that have arisen is that due to the delay of the year 8 results, this is the primary SPECA exams, and the results of these exams will then flow into the placement of students into the different secondary schools. Now, what happened this year due to the lockdown in regards to the COVID concerns, you know, the last year's results were, you know, the exams were delayed, the results were delayed, and as a result, you have colleges like Ituasau, you now have, you know, two classes of year nines with 60 students per classroom. It's concerning, both from a student perspective and also from, you know, the health of the teacher. I mean, that's just one. Then you've got, you know, numerous health facilities around the island, but, you know, without a doctor. You know, and so again, these are not new concerns that have been raised by people of Savai for years. And okay, I think the ministries have tried their best to have a rotational, to have doctors go, you know, around the island. But, you know, I think people in Savai are saying, look, you know, these are what we want. And, you know, that came out very clearly, not only just the essential services. And it's something as simple as even the timetable of the boats, the inter-island ferries, because those seem to change and the people get stuck at the wharf. And, these are people who are dependent on the bus services for them to get back to their families.
So there's a lot more that, like, international media, we're hearing a lot about the high-level stuff, about the constitutional bills and all of these kind of things, but there's a lot more discontent on a grassroots level.
Yes, I think, the constitutional, the three bills, that I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. If you go deep down into the everyday living at Savai, this is where the issues came about. I give you another concern that was raised by, relatives of my own who live in neighboring constituencies. They were very concerned that the fact that they never saw their member of parliament. You know, yes, their member of parliament is working in a pier, but, the actual presence in the village and in the constituency was not seen. And for many people in Savai, they take that very seriously.
The other thing I was thinking was, because there's only one other choice, are people, has FAST in their policies promised to alleviate some of these things? Or is this just change for the sake of change in terms of there being only one other choice other than HRPP?
Well, that's going to be the interesting part. If HRPP should be, maintain power, they will have to take on board, what they've learned from this particular election. On the other hand, if FAST should become the new government, well, they've got a lot of promises that they'll have to fulfill, and especially in regards to Savai.
The split on the political level, is that reflected in the community? Has this election been divisive for families, for villages?
I think so. Yeah, this one has been very, you see the fact that there have been a lot of families who are very split. And then you also have the influence of families from abroad who are, continuing to push, what they think should be the government. And then, of course, you have to take into account that, the role of media and social media in particular. Prior to the campaign, the use of social media has been, something never seen before in previous elections. And we're now seeing, more of it now the elections have completed. And until the official results are announced, and whoever become the new government or, continue on as a government if HRPP should win, these are going to be taken into account. The influence that these things have had on the voters is tremendous. And I think we really need to look at that with an open mind.
For yourself personally, whichever government comes to power, what would you like them to see? Obviously, there's a cry for change from the people of Samoa. What would you yourself like to see the new government do better?
Well, I think if HRPP should continue on, I think they really have to take into account what has transpired in the election results. The people at the grassroots have spoken, and if they don't deal with those as a priority, then, I think, there's going to be more of an uproar of people wanting change. However, if FAST comes in, FAST is one thing to promise. It's now to implement. One of the things that I was concerned of as far as, FAST, prior to the election was, it's one thing to say that you want change, but then how are you going to do it? How are you going to implement it? And from my own personal perspective, FAST really didn't answer that question prior to the election. And so it will be very, very interesting of how they will try to implement all of their promises in regards to, pre-election day promises and what they had done in their campaigns.
Former National University of Samoa Pro-Chancellor and Falealupo High Chief, Ayao Chris Hazelman.